Kerry said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas reaffirmed their commitment to the peace process during meetings he had with them in Jerusalem and Bethlehem. He said the alternative to peace is violence and chaos for people in the region.
As long as there is this conflict, and if the conflict frustrates yet again so that people cannot find a solution, the possibilities of violence, of other kinds of confrontation, of other alternatives become more real.
Analysts note that the peace process has gone on for more than two decades without a significant step forward. Bruce Gentleson, professor of public policy and political science at Duke University, told Al Hura Television that the stalemate has been harmful to both sides.
One of the few things that I think we keep seeing time and time again in the Middle East is, as hard as these things are today, they're harder tomorrow. And you have a whole generation on both sides that are being socialized into hatred and violence.
Gentleson said many young Palestinians may not necessarily join the Islamist group Hamas, but they have lost faith in the political process. He commended Kerry's determination to bring about a peace agreement, but said Kerry should take a firmer stance.
But I also think he needs to take a fairly tough position, that he is there because peace between Israel and Palestinians is in the U.S. interest, but he also needs to believe that the Israeli side, Prime Minister Netanyahu, really genuinely believes that he wants peace and is still negotiating over the details, and President Abbas as well. He needs to send a message that's helpful, but frankly is pretty tough as well.
Kerry called Israel's continuing settlement construction illegitimate, and he said it should be kept to a minimum. The Palestinians have been increasingly frustrated by continuing Israeli settlement of the occupied West Bank, and they have threatened to withdraw from the talks. In an interview Thursday with Israeli and Palestinian reporters, Kerry issued a forceful message to Palestinians and Israelis alike. He warned that the alternative to peace could be a third intifada. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.